networks
were you continuing patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And we continue yet again. So, yeah. Shut.
Once more into the breach.
As you can tell, Mups is here still.
Yeah, and I still haven't figured out how to open the door.
I'm not a web browser, goddammit.
Foxworth.
Thank you.
Did you really just call him Firefox?
I'm not a goddamn web browser. If I am, I demand royalties.
Oh, hell. If we're gonna do web browser jokes, I saw a Chrome ad on this morning that like completely just deletes blocks Facebook cookies, but that's for tomorrow. So, anyways,
sorry, Foxwolf.
No worries.
Well, you have Foxwolf and Firebane that just kind of blends.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but you were dyslexic there too.
Have you been into Heavy's beer again?
It fermented a bit, so I don't know if it quite qualifies as just beer.
Well, I don't know. I am drinking some right now, so, yeah, let's know how that works out. What? I've got, like, these giant, like, 2-liter soda bottles in my fridge full of booze, and it needs to get drank.
Well, absolutely. Letting alcohol go to waste is a sin punishable by death.
Indeed.
Now, what would be fun is just taking one and going to a random party on the street and mixing in with their 2 liters of pop.
That would end well. Especially,
with me to work tomorrow.
Especially when you know it's one of those little block parties, you know, like little girls.
Something's wrong with the cola.
Well, that was a fun side branch.
Oh, we don't have a lot of content tonight, so get ready for a lot of them.
Yeah, I think we have one review. Maybe.
It's kind of half of one, you know.
Minecraft and Knights of the Old Republic have been doing their toll. But I have at least one listener, you, and he did have a request since he couldn't be here. Pretty much, he'd wanted to just to cover more of the whole gamer companies pretty much being assholes to the customers.
Oh, what, the DRM thing?
Well, not only that, but also just not making sure their stuff works right. Like what he found out about Dead Island.
I gotcha. Yeah, there's a whole fun conversation to be had there.
Yeah. Well, the main thing with I picked up Dead Island for the PS3. And then he found out a bug, just a minor one, that it doesn't save.
Well, you know, you can beat the game in one setting. It's just like the old NES days, right?
Well, it occasionally saves once in a blue moon when the ocean is right and the stars are aligned. It will save.
Otherwise, so it's sort of like, you know, the whole I am your faith healer thing as to whether or not it's going to work.
Yeah. Because he was saying he quite likes the game. It's a good zombie slasher, as he said, but they completely messed it up because it doesn't save, and he found this out by losing 60 hours of gameplay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what why we pirate games.
No shit.
Well, the whole thing, I can see this maybe on some computers because everything doesn't work right. With everything right away.
Well, no, that's that. You know, I mean, they've gotten into the model patching after the fact to fix these errors. That's not even cool. Do you really want to go into this now, or were you wanting to do a review first? Because I can give you a rant.
I was gonna go and do this, but just let me quick finish. But the thing that makes this even worse, it's for a console which
you can't patch it.
Well, you can patch the new consoles, which they've been doing all this generation. I haven't gotten across one console game this generation that didn't have a release date patch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But still, this is for the PlayStation 3. It's not tough to figure out that it runs on that. You have 3 main consoles and all computers. The consoles don't change. You should at least have somebody put it in turn the power on, see that the game runs.
No, you are absolutely correct in that aspect, because the console is the console is the console. They don't change much. I mean, sure, you might change the amount of hard drive space they have or whatever, but I mean, on a fundamental level, if I have a PS3...
It's the same.
Right. So not having a console game damn near perfect as far as functionality goes, that's inexcusable. And what it really comes down to is people are still willing to pay them for shit. That's why they do this. That's why they do this DRM bullshit. That's why EA has apparently done a fantastic job with their Steam competitor, which, from what I understand, is a piece of shit.
They pulled games on Steam because we don't really want to be competitive-wise, so we're just taking all our games off your market and putting it on our own.
Well, now, okay, what happened if you had already bought the game on Steam and they yanked it? You just can't play anymore?
I'm not 100% sure since the game
I don't think I have any of the games that they yanked, so I don't know.
Let's see. I believe I had one of the games, but it was... Oh, what is it? I had the digital... Yeah, Dragon Age 2 was removed. It's not even on my Steam list anymore.
So are you just out the, what was it, $60 for the game?
I had the physical copy, so I can still play it with the disc.
I gotcha.
But the people who didn't, I don't really know what happened if they just got...
Surely they credited them or something.
Server.
Or at least Trent gave them a code to have a copy of the game on the other system. I mean, something.
I downloaded the Dragon Age 2. I'm actually pulling up my Steam now to see if it's still there, because I wasn't even paying attention to this shit.
Yeah, I should probably check that soon.
Well, I mean, it really comes back to, you know, again, these companies, these game companies, they're willing to put this kind of crap out and, you know, just, oh, we'll patch it later and all this other stuff, because at the end of the day, they know they're going to sell 100,000 copies, and they don't care. They really just don't care. And, I mean, it's like, what was the shit with the, oh, there was some game that came out, it was horrible, and they were paying off the reviewers. Was it Kane and Lynch, I think?
Actually, well, that was one they made a big fuss about. Truthfully, there's a lot of games that do that, Marks.
Yeah, I mean, they pay off the reviewers, so everybody's going nuts for the game when it comes out. And, you know, so they sell 100,000 copies, and then after that, they don't care if you play it.
Yeah.
You know, they've already sold you the disc. They don't care if you use it as a coaster. They, you know, they could literally care less. They've got their money.
Yeah. Which this also kind of brings up is, you have to admit it, is kind of the consumer's fault, since we still buy their shit.
Oh, that's my point, though, is they don't care. They don't have to. If you went up, and if enough people went, you know what, EA, we're sick of this shit. We're not buying your games. They would have to straighten it up quickly, or they'd go out of business. The market will self-correct if you have an educated, populace, you know, for your consumer market. But the problem is, we don't have that. What we have is raw consumerism, and that's going to get into a political discussion. I don't really want to go there.
This game looks awesome. I must buy it.
Like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's probably like, hey, dude, check out the graphics on this. We got to go buy it, man. I mean, you know. And then they just, you know, they fork it over, and, you know, they probably don't even have money. They're probably spending on a credit card or their parents' credit card. And I mean, fuck. I'm trying to remember the last game I bought. And I don't even, I mean, and when I say that, I don't mean like, oh, I'm pirating games left and right, because I don't. I honestly don't play that many games anymore. And I'm just going to look at Steam here. What was the last game I actually bought? Ah, it was Ice Divine Cybermancy, because it looked unique.
Which, looking at that, have you actually played it at all?
I got through part of the first level. It's interesting. They've got an oddball control scheme. It feels a lot like the old Deus Ex. I think they might be trying too hard, so I don't know. Mm. I haven't got a chance to play with it that much. But that's partly because I don't have time anymore. I'm running a fucking radio station as well as all my other shit.
Yeah, funny how other stuff cuts into your free time.
Damn it, being an adult.
Once I develop that device that lets us function fully with time frozen, then we have free time.
I don't know about that, though, because then you have to make sure you don't age while you've got time frozen, too.
Well, it slows down aging. It's just, I got mostly done. It's just making sure lights still function.
It works and you go blind. Damn it! It's like, can you move?
You can
kind of.
You just have to move to keep seeing stuff around you. Move eyes too late. I stopped moving. I don't see anything.
I mean, you know, we haven't even touched on the whole DRM aspect of it, which is just a joke. The only people that punishes is your consumers with Pirate's Toothpaste about the fucking DRM.
Heck, most of the time they have a copy of the game with the DRM removed before release date.
That's true, yeah. They'll break into their damn code servers. It's like when we were talking to the guys at Gen Con who had Artemis, and I was sitting there talking with them, and it's like, wait, you've got the source code to your game on a laptop at a convention. It's like, yeah, okay.
You're going to maybe not want to do that in the future, just saying.
It's like, if that laptop walks off, what happens?
We might be fucked. Yeah. You're going to do something about that.
But before I go on too much about the jackass companies, there are still a few decent... Well, I don't know how much of a company they are, but there's still some game designers that aren't bad, mainly the indie ones like that. Well, I just have to mention it, the Indie Humble bundle that they release every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is they usually take those out on Linux as well, so you're not, you know, you're not platform locked with those, which is really nice.
Well, that and aren't all games DLC free?
DRM free, yes, sir.
Yeah, DM. Too many three-letter acronyms. The library is too full and drained.
DLC, DRM, FBI, party van. Wait, that's not.
I'm not saying every game developer is bad. They're all good ones.
I doubt it's even the developers. It's mostly just the marketing guys.
Yeah, but still, better than other people. And I don't know how much it is marketing, since like they are all indie developers.
Oh, I was referring to the big ones. I wasn't talking about
the big ones.
Yeah, I don't think it's the developers that are doing that kind of shit, because most of them are, well, they're just like anybody else. They're just trying to solve a problem, get it done as fast as they can. If they get their boss leaning on them to get code out the door, of course it's going to be buggy.
Well, yeah, but not also most developers, they're just office workers now. Instead of some people still there to make games, but most people in the company are there to make money. Which, yes, you should make money, but you should kind of enjoy and...
Oh, there is such a thing as taking pride in your work.
Yes, that too. Which, that's kind of a problem in other branches of the world, too. But that's a different subject. So, is there anything else...
Oh, we could bring up the whole Blizzard requiring you to be online, which that's gonna be iffy, because I want to play that game. And it's like, well, I'm online most of the time anyways. I could probably just let that. I mean, it wasn't really a problem for me in StarCraft 2, except for one time I caught it when Battle.net was down.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's just...
That's kind of the shitty thing, is like, nowadays it seems like you want to play a game, even if it's not a multiplayer online game. And, oh, hey, you know, my internet service is having, you know, issues. Fuck it, I guess I'll go play a game. Oh, wait, I can't. I need to be on the internet to validate a game that doesn't even deal with multiplayer.
Well, that's the thing. They're so terrified of piracy that these days that they're going to require you to be online and checking everything. Can you imagine, just stop for a minute and think about this, think of any other vertical, any other market out there. Does your car call in and we had that story in I Have Nothing. There was one out in California where it did, and somebody broke in and... Yeah, shut them down. But most cars do not call your credit card company, your bank, and make sure you're making your payments before they start.
Yeah, you know that Blu-ray you just bought? You can't watch it unless it's online verifying that it's a real Blu-ray.
Well, actually, some of them, they have to get online to pull down the fresh encryption keys. I know that.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, it's not a constant
connection.
That's
still annoying and all that, but it's not... Oh, you put the disc in, let me quick call home.
Well, what if you're like out in the sticks and, you know, your connection is spotty, like it just drops every once in a while?
Oh, yeah. That's
what... Yeah, I mean, I know a ton of people that are on Steam, at least, they'll download other games and go on, like, deployment, they'll go out on, like, an oil rig or wherever, where they don't have shit for connection, and they still want to play their games, and now they can't. And I think this is going to help piracy. No, this.
I'm sorry, this I'm laughing at the image you just posted.
Yeah, I kind of figured you guys would.
Sorry, off topic. Continue.
I mean, this is exactly what's going to drive piracy further up. Because, I mean, people are going to say, like, fuck you. I'm not paying $60 for fucking game that I then can't play without an internet connection. And I have to go through all this DRM shit. And it's buggy. And it breaks. And I have to sit through their annoying fucking startup bullshit every single fucking time. No, fuck this. I'm just going to go buy a pirated game that gets me right into the game, fucking works, and has support for, you know, any of the other problems that I do run into. And I'm going to get it fucking free.
Also, there's also the main thing, which I don't know how many other companies have been doing this, but EA has been really wonderful on this, shutting down their servers for games that are only about a year old.
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to force you to buy a new game.
Yeah. So when Diablo 4 comes out, oh, nobody's playing Diablo 3 anymore. Oh, you can't play that game.
Yeah, now that would pick me off completely. Like, I know that you have these games that are checking in now, and they're not really enough of them out there to see what happens. But, you know, what happens, you know, 5 years after Diablo 3 comes out if somebody loads up? I know people today who still play the original Diablo and Diablo 2.
Yeah, heck, we played Diablo 2 not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to go nostalgia and, like, load up your old games. You know, like, I was going through some of my CDs, like, fucking the original, like, Descent 1.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck, dude, I haven't played that in forever. I tried loading it up, but I need to run it through, like, DOSBox or something like that to slow it down. But still, I mean, so the desire to get back on and play it again was there.
Yeah. A couple of years down the road with the call-in to verify, we don't even know if we'll be able to be allowed to play our own games we bought with our money. And it isn't like we can choose to buy a different version, which, because the discs now all pretty much unlock the digital version, which is oh so lovely.
And not only that, like the whole downloadable content for games. Like back in the day, it seemed like you'd buy the game, and it was a full-on complete game. You had, you know, a full, finished, fleshed-out game experience. And then they'd come out with, like, you know, downloadable content. They'd just add a little bit on there. It was like, okay, you know, that was a little cool continuation of the storyline. Today, more and more, it seems like you're buying a half-assed game, and you could pay to download the rest of the parts that we left out.
Well, it's like, okay, great example of this. Again, hearkening back to Diablo 2. Diablo 2 was a complete game. We bought it. The expansion pack for Diablo 2
was a complete game.
Yeah, I mean, it added more to it. It was more. But you weren't missing out because you didn't get it. Now it's like if you don't pre-order, they crippled your game character and make you go around with half the guns.
Yeah. That was also the whole thing. If you buy used, you don't get the code to unlock the actual, content that you get if you buy new.
Yeah.
But also talking about the whole expansion things. Yeah, before the days when expansions were expansions. And one other thing just recent that I noticed, how long ago did Deus Ex Human Resolution came out? Less than a month?
Something like that, yeah.
They already have an expansion for the game. And tell me they weren't working on this and while the game was being developed.
Oh, yeah, they had it all developed, and then he's like, all right, what parts can we cookie cutter out of the game to make these fuckers pay for it even more?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it seems like these days.
Well, the sad part is people do it, which is why they get away with it. Again, if people just say, fuck this shit, and walk away from it, they'd quit doing it because they'd figure out they can't get away with it. So it ultimately comes back to people not knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or just not caring.
Then there's the main game that we can all turn to, the Fallout games that are secretly $100 games, since there's always 4 or 5 expansions that add maybe an hour or two of gameplay. The game companies most likely never going to change unless we force them to. And
the only way to force them to is to say, fuck your shit, I'm not buying it anymore.
And so we have to somehow convince a lot of idiots to stop buying their junk.
Oh, why not? Politicians do it every year, right?
Yeah, but they have a bit more money than me.
Yeah, there's that.
I don't know. I just think it's a load of crap, and it's getting kind of ridiculous. I mean, the whole hat thing in Team Fortress is just fucking retarded. I mean, that just shows the kind of like real world assets people spend on virtual crap.
And like,
we used to hang out in Second Life.
Well, I mean, Second Life, you can kind of see that. Okay, you actually worked on that. No, it's, oh hey, I got this hat, you know, from playing a game. Somebody else wants it, so they pay you like X amount of dollars, buy you this game, you know, just completely out of proportion for what it should be for a virtual item. It's like, well, even in Second Life, they got to a point where it's like, really, I'm gonna pay money for this?
Yeah. Well, Second Life, the economy tended to weed out the junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still there, but that's just because nobody really deleted the old stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Just odd. Well, really, I always played games because they were fun and all that. Why can't they just turn back to just being for the fun?
But yeah.
Nah.
No, it's just like anything else. It's the same thing with Hollywood. They don't make good movies anymore. They make movies they know they will make their money back on.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but what are you going to do? Just quit going to movies, I guess.
Bankrupt the entire
piracy.
Yar.
That's where it all boils down to. It's like people are going to get so sick of all the bullshit. Like, oh, hey, I'm going to go, like, you know, take Dragon Age has like 700 expansions and downloadable contents and shit like that. You know, I'm gonna go pirate me some Dragon Age. Oh, look, it comes with all the downloadable content. All this one handy ISO. I don't have to go online. I don't have to register. I don't have to validate my email. I don't have to send a blood sample, a tissue sample, a sperm sample, a hair sample, and a photo ID with social security number to play the fucking game.
Don't forget three witnesses to say who you are.
You know, I don't much care for the control. I don't much care for the control of the comic for a lot of reasons, mostly it being horrible. But he did get one absolutely correct when he was making fun of Sony, where he got to the point where they're eventually just going to come with a cloned Sony representative to make sure you play the game appropriately. And don't copy it and don't, you know, cheat or anything like that.
A clone? They just said a robot.
I don't know. That's what the comic was. I just, you know.
But, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but, yeah, also, he was saying that return to piracy. But, like I said, when we were talking about Diablo 3 last week or so. Yeah, I may not buy the game because they're breaking it for me, but I may still play the game. And that's saying a lot since if I can buy a game, I normally buy the game.
Just for fun, since we are talking about piracy, a story I'm thinking about using for tomorrow on Pure Decking. You remember those really bad anti-piracy commercials? Like, you wouldn't download a car. Well, fuck yes,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no kid, because guess what? They've got the plans for a 3D printed one.
Yeah.
That's like, pirate us a car.
Pirate me a fucking car.
That's not, hell, it's not even pirate, it's just open source. But, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to use the story or not, because it's not exactly fully 3D printed. You've got to, like, buy a kit, but still.
So you can still download a car.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the first time someone does that, like gets all the schematics for the engine and actually has like a warehouse sized, you know, 3D printer that could actually pull it off.
There was somebody on Hackaday who actually had one that big.
Yeah, I've seen the printers that big, but actually having someone like, all right, here's a Ford, you know, herpaderp, I'm gonna go ahead and print it out, and look, I've got a free car. You know, minus plastic or whatever molds would have been to make it.
Yeah, which the plastic to make it be a lot cheaper than buying one.
Just the raw materials.
At most, you may spend $1,000 on the plastic for a new car.
Well, you're gonna need one that can handle metal as well, because you probably don't want to try to run a plastic engine.
Yeah.
It's thermal resistant plastic. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Good point.
Hey, who says it could be electric? Who knows?
I think the one in the article I was looking at for tomorrow, I'm not sure if I'm going to use it or not, was a hybrid.
Yeah, those I don't understand. Pick one. Both weigh down the machine.
So. Okay. I think we've all pretty much destroyed that topic.
Yeah. So, I suppose we should review that's what some of them want. Maybe. I don't know. If there are people listening, leave a comment. I don't know. The only new game I've really played is Gears of War 3. Only played the campaign. I haven't gotten time to play multiplayer yet. So I beat the campaign during the weekend. Compared to the second one, I did like the campaign a lot more. It didn't seem quite so outrageous where you seemed like a unstoppable force that just blew up completely everything, which you...
That sounds more fun to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing that I liked about the first one, it was more that you're just a small group trying to do the mission instead of completely annihilating everything. Because in the first one, some of the stuff were... There was a berserker that you fought, which pretty much had to call in an orbiter strike just to drop the thing. And... Oh, so there was a Brumac, which you didn't fight, but you fled with your tail between your legs to survive. On the second one, you were blowing up Brumacs left and right in a small tank. Heck, you even rode on the back of a Brumac. It just seemed a bit of an odd leap. This one, they did go back. It does feel more that the human race is struggling to survive. I also chose some of the stuff that happened, the results of what happened in the beginning of the war, like when we called in the hammer system on our own cities. That was a fun level.
Well, to be fair, I've not played any of the games, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the premises of Gears of War is there was D-Day where the locusts emerged from underground and started waging war. Don't know why, but they just keep coming. And so, won't really go too much into it since the end had a good story to it, so. But yeah. One thing that's nice about this campaign, it still has the hop-in co-op, so if you have a friend playing, you can hop into his game if he doesn't have it turned off, which is nice instead of, a friend just hopped in, let me quick back out and restart with him here. Which is nice, but they made it for player co-op. Which, so at least in the second one, it's normally always for people in the group, it's just you only play it as two. This, you actually can have four people playing as all the people in the group, which is nice. And group does change. Like, at one point, the main character plays Coltrane, which... Kind of a funny character. And see. So it's not really too much new. Added a few new weapons. Added quite a few new enemies too, which is a nice mix up. Also, the only thing I didn't really like, the played on hardcore, and yes, I got hurt a lot, but never really had too many game overs since Ari, with the four people, normally would always be picked up before you actually bled out, which is somewhat annoying since a lot of the stuff seems to be programmed to focus mainly on the main character. So I had a couple battles which the enemy was decided to only shoot at me, so the other people were firing at them. One person just kept picking me up. I got shot and dropped, then got picked up again, and was pretty much the bullet sponge for the battle, which isn't so fun.
I think in MMOs they call that tanking.
Yeah, but normally the tanks get to do something other than get hauled up onto my feet and fall back down.
Blasphemy, sir. Side. Blasphemy.
I like to shoot my gun. Yeah. But that only happened a few times, which wasn't too bad. Just seemed kind of would be far more just being killed outright instead of having, when it gets tough, the AIs just seem to be bullet repellent, which, well, they all get attracted to me, so they can kill everything while keeping me on life support. I like to play the game. But I wasn't too much repetitive. Everything, right, at least I never got put on what you are actually doing. There's always the go get the part stuff, but they always at least tweaked it somewhat so it's not, oh, this room seems familiar, I wonder what I'm supposed to do here feeling, so, which that can kill quite a few games. Yes, it extends gameplay, but it reduces fun. This managed to get a nice balance, which is always nice. So I definitely like the campaign on this. It's good. I can't remember how long it took. I think it was more 10-hour campaign, which for a modern-day shooter, that's right about average. Maybe actually a little bit long versus some of the newer ones, which is sad. But, like I said, I haven't played the multiplayer. But one of the things that's interesting is, well, they have the herd mode, which, well, is like before you fight against wave after wave of locusts attacking. But they increased that to 5-player, but they also added beast mode, which is the opposite, which you fight as the locusts trying to attack the gears. Which sounds interesting, but haven't played yet, so don't know what that's like. For what I would rate the game, 35 out of 60. Decent game. If you're already into the story, definitely recommend to finish it off. A lot better story than the second one, in my opinion. Since it actually finishes the story instead of, oh, look, we want to make more games. How can we put a cliffhanger here to add, to be able to plug in a new game? So, yeah, this one pretty much closes it. I don't really see how they can make another one with at least not coming up with some odd new thing. So they at least have to make new come up with new ideas to make a new game, which is always nice.
Well, you know, force a little bit of creativity there.
So, like I said, 30-45... decent pickup. Campaign is fun, and four-player cooperative is always fun. I play through it a couple times with my friends, since I only played through a...
Wait a minute. You have friends?
A few, and some of them are family. And by friends, I mean people I've tied up and attached
okay, that's
to their hands. Yeah. So, it's a fun game. Probably get a good amount of gameplay through. Again, I haven't played the multiplayer yet, so that normally is the main decider on the lifespan of first-person shooters. So, depending on how good that is, the game may get better. If it's bad, may have to hit it a drop the score a bit, but all I know are the verses I most likely won't touch, since it's most likely going to be the same as before, where it's just run up with the shotgun and shoot them. So, or wait for somebody to finish their finisher, then shoot them in the back. So yeah, verses never really one I liked for that, but the cooperative or the herd mode was quite fun, but that's just you and a group of people shooting things that move, which who doesn't like that?
Oh, everybody has to enjoy that.
So, you two said you didn't have anything to review, so.
No, not really, unfortunately.
Any topics we can rant about?
No, nothing. I'm saving a lot of stuff for tomorrow, but it's not really relevant to your show anyways.
Damn, you want to keep content to your own show.
Well, do you really want to talk? I mean, do you really want to go into...
No, I was just trying to make a joke.
Oh, that's what you were trying to. I gotcha.
Yes.
I was going to say, I could
time.
I could go into something I've yanked for Digital Dojo tomorrow, which looks cool, but I don't know that you really want to get into it. It's not really gaming-related whatsoever. So
probably best to save it for your show.
So
I suppose we'll probably call it early, unless we did somehow manage to fill up the amount of time, but I don't think so.
No, we're coming up on 40 minutes here.
Alright. So, we'll be back again next week, and probably have a new review, since I do plan on picking up the new release of Shadow of the Colossus that they remade. So, that looks like it'll be fun. Actually, version of the game that's a lot more playable and better looking.
You know, I could break out, I've been doing a lot of work with the Commodore 64 stuff. I may start breaking out some of the really old C64 games and reviewing those for you.
content.
You were eaten by a large crew.
Damn it!
You should have bought a church. You always bring a church. Or a flame player, that works too.
Kill the crew with fire.
Oh, now I wish I had You've Been Eaten by a Crew song, although I don't know if I can play it. Might not be licensed.
That would have been a good ending with that topic.
Yeah, it would have.
But Fox, you don't understand. The fire doesn't kill the crew, it's the light.
Everything can burn. Everything can be set on fire.
It just takes...
Try hard enough.
It's just a question of how much effort and gasoline.
But crew cease to be once light's there.
Yeah.
So fire won't be able to reach it before the light does. Unless you can make lightless fire.
Hey, you got a project.
Well, technically you can.
We must implement this and test it on Grooves. Anybody have a cave invested with them?
I'm sure we can come up with something. That needs to be the next Minecraft mob, the Groo.
That would definitely make mine interesting.
Well, I mean, the way you put particles down at the bedrock level, you think something's going to happen down there.
Yeah. Demons burst through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, grew, whatever. Yeah. So
it definitely would be interesting having, if you're wandering around an unlit cave, grew just, well, it won't really appear, but you just get the message, you are eaten by a grew, and die.
It'd be a great April Fool's update or something. Okay. So, you ready to close?
Yep, see you next week. To fight another violent life.
Absurdity, I'm a slave to absurdity.